What do? When no one believes in you? What do? When the evidence all around you suggests you'll be stuck in this mess forever? What is it that can make you keep pushing forward?
When you're facing so many challenges, your inner conversation will be so loud, telling you that it's over. The dream is dead. The vision is gone. There's nothing left for you. When you hear that conversation rising in your mind, you've got to find that other voice, that real voice, that voice that says, there is still a way out of this. It is possible that I can get through this.
The vision is still intact. I have what it takes. I'm strong enough. I'm smart enough. I'm capable of great things. And great things are meant to happen to me.
I don't belong at the bottom, and I'm gonna go all out to get out. I deserve the greatest. And all these challenges I'm facing right now, they won't stop me. They're nothing but temporary inconveniences.
You've got to speak to yourself positively day in and day out. People may think you're insane, but pay no attention to them. You block them out and you focus on yourself, focusing all your energy and effort on things you're striving for. And as you convince yourself, telling yourself that you have everything it takes to win, that this is your time, this is your moment, and that you will not stop until you get what you rightfully should have, you will begin to see yourself doing better than ever before.
Take the leap of faith, trust yourself, and believe in yourself that everything is going to be all right.
Those people who can face rejection again and again and again, who can handle going through defeat again and again and again, and no matter what happens to them, they can keep coming back at it with a positive, uplifted attitude. These are the people who end up on top in life. They keep striving when everybody else is quitting.
And as you're continuing to fight, as you're pushing forward, as you're doing more than what is required or what anyone expects of you, you will begin to shock yourself of what you're capable of.
You can do more than you think you can. You can go further than you'd ever conceive is possible. You've got to build a bulletproof level of self-confidence that will never hold you back from reaching your full potential ever again. And of course, you'll have haters. People will try to kill your dreams. Anyone building something always does. But it's your job to shut them all up with your results. The best revenge in life is massive success.
I will not settle, even if I have to start over, even if it took longer than I expected, even if I had to make extra payments, even if I have to crawl on my hands and knees. I will not give up on my dream. I will not neutralize my tenacity. I will not give up on my integrity. I will fight every day of my life. If you knock me down, you're gonna have to do it again tomorrow, because I'll get back up again. I will not go quietly away into the night. I can, I will, I must. I can get through this. I will get through this. I must get through this. No matter what happens to me, no matter how many times I land on my face, no matter the struggles that get thrown my way, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I can make it.
Every setback becomes a stepping stone. Every fall, a lesson learned. Every bit of the pain is nothing more than opportunities to showcase my resilience. With unwavering faith in myself and an unyielding spirit, I will rise above the storms. Reaching for the skies with a heart unburdened by doubt.
At some point, your faith has got to be tested. At some point, you got to be tested by life. And nobody's coming to save you. So you've got to save yourself.
It's up to you to take responsibility for your life and realize that you are the determining factor of where you end up.
Your life is your movie. You can make your life a blockbuster smash hit or a flop. It's your choice. You form your life by the decisions you make every day.
When you run up against a trial, do you back down or step up? If you keep hitting against those things that test you, if you don't give up in the process, if you keep looking for ways to win relentlessly, you will have an incredible breakthrough.
I want you to remind yourself constantly, no matter the trials that test my patience, no matter the mountains I must climb, no matter the storms that rage around me, I stand unshaken, a force to be reckoned with. I am the embodiment of determination, the personification of endurance. And I declare to the world with unbridled confidence that yes, I can make it and I will make it.
If you can just keep believing when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, you have a chance. You just can't become hopeless.
If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just gotta transpose it into I hope this happened to I believe this can happen.
Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, putting yourself down, being negative about you and the possibilities for you, you've got to literally catch yourself. And you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no. I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me. You've got to remind yourself that you've got powers within you, talents within you that you haven't even reached for yet. That once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to experiment with your life, to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
You've got to say yes, yes to my dreams, yes to me, yes I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made, doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured, doesn't matter about what I've done, I can make it.
If you think it's gonna be easy, if you think you're just gonna get that business started without any trial, forget about it. Don't even try to be successful. It's a wrap. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And if pain needs your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success. All roads to success, you gotta go through pain. When you travel down success, you gotta go through the road of pain, baby. I told you before, if it was easy, everybody would do it. No pain, no gain. I can get through this difficulty right now, through this pain. I can. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. The Bible says he was in a pig pen, and he came to himself, and he went home. Get your butt up. You are a royal priesthood. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. I guarantee you, if you can outlast pain, if you can get through that pain, if you can outlast that discomfort, on the other side of it is success.
I know what it is to walk the floor and you don't know how you're going to make it when people no longer believe in you. And you got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, they tell you no. Sometimes with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life knocks you down, sometimes you have to take two steps backwards to go forward. When life stagger you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees, get you standing in the center of the ring and keep on fighting is, it's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. I can do it. I'm putting it out here. I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one's going to make it happen for me. I get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be harder, but it doesn't matter what it costs. Because whatever you have to do, it's worth it because it's your life's purpose. And once you know that, it is done.
If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind
and disciplining yourself. If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up another, make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort. Ultimately, your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
If it don't scare me, I don't want to do it. If it ain't edgy and half crazy, I'm not interested in it. But if it's something I can't pull off by myself, and I gotta stay up at night and I gotta pray my way through it, then I'm ready to do it.
Because nothing great comes without struggle.
Excellence requires discomfort.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
You will have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience, grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not fucking born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest, the problem is the pattern of your response. But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your interrelationships. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Because the problem is the pattern.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It is your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating?
Every little decision you make counts.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're gonna quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they wanna keep going to get to go. Because you're gonna wake up most days and not feel like it. You're gonna wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're gonna wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do this. Or I'll let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that question. Max it out.
And then go get some.
People who win f***ing douche, and people who lose talk sh**. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then f***ing do them. That's reality. That's the sh** nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That f***ing hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
You have no business being average, but now you justify it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. But I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap. And the gap is called execution. If you want to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular sh. It means doing the sh that most people are too fucking undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You got to make them go your way. You think things are going to just happen for you? Well, they're not just going to happen for you. You got to make them happen.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you'll become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
And you get so caught up in the outcomes of everything you do that you forget what it's all about. It is practicing. It is eating right. It is training. It is putting in more reps than everyone else. It is grinding longer and getting up earlier than your competitors. Win or lose, you give every single day everything you have. You leave nothing on the table.
It is that process that shapes you and forms you into a beast.
And why so many of you lose is because you think grinding is what you do when the lights are on and it's game time. You think it's what you do when the sun comes up and everyone's eyes are on you. That's not the real grind. The real grind is what you do when nobody's watching, when nobody sees you, when you're running those extra miles. when you're doing those extra reps, when you're pushing yourself to do more than anybody expects of you, it is that level of effort that forms your greatness.
When you can force yourself to do shit that sucks every day of your life, you build mental toughness. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you get your up. When you have a deadline for a project to be done, you make sure you get it done. When you know you gotta study, you start studying. That's how you callous your mind. It's gonna be painful, it's gonna be hard, but at the end of all your suffering is the life you want. Embrace the suffering. No one's coming to help you. It's you against you, period. The water's too cold, the sun's too hot, I'm getting up too early. Why am I doing this to myself? That's what the normal mind says. You gotta start training your mind to think about how the f*** can get through this. Not giving yourself a way out. Creating a wall around all the f*** out in your mind. So then your mind knows this is not gonna give himself a way out of here.
Your new norm becomes getting up every damn morning at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and you suffer. You allow that to become your new lifestyle. Most people try to get away from that. They want the comfort, but you gotta separate yourself from the pack. You have to tell your brain, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer.
When you do this consistently and it becomes your mentality, the shit that used to be hard becomes easy.
You must retrain your mind to think differently when you're in hell.
When something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna strengthen my mind. And it's gonna lead to rare achievements. So bring it.
When you get to that point, that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes.
Use the time you have right now to strengthen your brain. Push yourself to do hard shit. Come out the other side of that challenge as a beast. You gotta start thinking to yourself, I'm the grittiest mother in the world, and I don't need shit to get this done. All I need is the ability to grind my ass off.
Greatness is not something that you have to meet once. It's something that you gotta meet thousands of times in your life. But you don't reach it if you're not continuously in constant pursuit of greatness.
Kobe Bryant never sat there and bragged about how many championships he won. No, he was always up at 3 o'clock in the morning, practicing every day. Why do you think he was so great? It's not just genetics or talent, it's his ability to force himself to execute, no matter what's going on.
So right now, this is the time to work. You better take the short time you have now and be the best that you can be.
No more waiting, no more procrastinating, no more excuses. We're gonna work! Because when you put in the work, you always get the same consequences. You get paid, you get rewarded.
People have this reoccurring nightmare that there's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them and it's holding them down and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts. No, we working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Every day I demand more from myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You gotta be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim. Why? Because I owe it to myself. Can't nobody stop me but me.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You can have a new year, but it don't mean jack diddly if you don't have a new mind.
No morphing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Only you can fucking help you.
Wake yourself up. If you want a new year and a new life, you don't need to start on January 1st. Start today. Right now. What do I really want in depth? What are the rituals that will get me there? And then get yourself to start a few of those actions and lock them in place. If you make the changes in yourself, you're going to be proud this year. And no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life. Everything in life is always changing. We don't have to work on change. Change is automatic, but progress is not. So if you want to make real progress, you got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out. When you resolve, this is how it's going to be. That's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work.
You got to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you got to suck it the fuck up and do it. Time is running out.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. You walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You moving too slow. Pick up the pace. There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got to do it fast.
For some of you, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become convinced, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 fucking pounds, be about it today.
You master the present. And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning a week, and then you start winning a month, and then you start winning a year. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you, because you got it.
I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm going to go for it, come hell or high water. Going after my destiny. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut. I don't care whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. There's something down inside of you that's still kicking, inside of you that wants to get out and it wants to live. There's something that you could do, that you could think in your life that would radically change your life. Somebody could take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. Same circumstances, same ideas. They would do it through what they thought about your life. But we don't need somebody, because we got you. You're the one. You are the one.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're gonna have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're gonna feel like giving up every damn day, because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're going to laugh at you.
You got to stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to change. You got to start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. You have to armor your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over, but I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hands, and you're depressed, and you lost loved ones, and you've been through heartaches, and it's not the best time in your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them I can do it. If it don't happen,
I can do it.
If you don't love me,
I can do it.
If you don't want me,
I can do it.
If you leave me,
I can do it.
If you betray me,
I can do it.
You gotta talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that.
So you've got to decide, you've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got some work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world.
When you're going through hell and everything is going against you, the easiest thing in the world to do is to start thinking negative.
The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up the experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. This world will try and beat you down. So you've got to begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. It turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. But start filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented.
Every time you hear that voice in your head telling you, we can't do this, this is too hard, this is too painful, this isn't worth it, you got to tell it to shut up. That voice is a liar. Don't allow that negative voice to overpower you. You block that out. It doesn't take any energy, any drive to stay down there on a low level, but it takes everything in you to pull yourself up, to tell yourself, this is temporary. I can get through this. I'm better than this. I'm bolder than this. I'm stronger than this. This will not break me.
When you know that whatever you're seeking, it's also seeking you, you don't worry. You don't run scared. You don't think somebody's going to take it from you. You listen to your inner voice and you always take the high road. There will be the tendency, the natural inclination to take the low road. You must resist that.
Now is the time to take control. You focus on your strengths. You focus on your abilities. Unquestionably, trust yourself. Take the leap of faith and believe that everything's going to be all right.
Anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness is to continue to be positive when hard times and obstacles run up against you and not allow that default negative mind to take over. So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. In short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tight when you really are not tight. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me. Turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people.
People are going to think you're crazy, but that's okay. You're not trying to be like them. You're cut from a different cloth. You deserve to be a winner. And winners don't think about losses. They don't focus on what could happen. They concentrate on the possibilities of winning.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
I brought a message for somebody who's been going through the fire and wondered in their own mind, how long? Why are things like they are? Some of you have been through enough stress that you should have lost your mind. Don't think it's strange when things happen to you, because the truth of the matter is every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith must stand trial. If we can just stand, for every trial there's going to be a glory. And if you just stand, I know it's hard on you, but if you just stand, even up under this pressure you're going through, if you just stand, when you get to the right place, you're gonna look back over your shoulder and you're gonna see a miracle. You will never know that you have faith until you're in a good fight. Real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction. In the time of adversity, you're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. Be strong and very courageous. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. So you got to have that gut strength, that belly strength, that devil-defying, come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength, that when I can't do as I would, I'm going to do as I can, but I'm not going to stop doing to the best of my ability. You just got to grit your teeth, calm your resolve, and say, devil, come hell or high water, I'm coming out of this. It may not look like I'm coming out. It may not sound like I'm coming out. My situation may not reflect that I'm coming out, but I'm coming out of this.
Once you start questioning yourself, you're already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
If you're gonna be successful in this game, you gotta have a dog within you. You gotta know it's a dog fight, and you gotta go get that fight. Life ain't gonna be easy. Ain't nobody gonna hand you nothing.
And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. And so now I couldn't quit even if I wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that before it's over, I'm coming out of this. There may have to be a sequel. This can't be the end of the movie. I have got to come out of this. This may be a commercial, but it's not over. Expect me to come back. Expect me to come back. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know what I have to go through, but expect me to come back. I might look bad today, but expect me to come back. I may be crying right now, but expect me to come back. I may be broke, busted, and disgusted, but expect me to come back.
Did you know that less than 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind and disciplining yourself.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up another, make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort. Ultimately, your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
If it don't scare me, I don't want to do it. If it ain't edgy and half crazy, I'm not interested in it. But if it's something I can't pull off by myself, and I gotta stay up at night and I gotta pray my way through it, then I'm ready to do it.
Because nothing great comes without struggle.
Excellence requires discomfort.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
You will have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience, grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not fucking born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest, the problem is the pattern of your response. But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your interrelationships. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Just the problem is the pattern.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It's your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.
I know what it's like to wake up every day with a sense of dread, and you don't know how you're gonna make it, and you're all alone. And you've gotta say to yourself, when you fail again and again, after facing rejection after rejection, many times with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life knocks you down, sometimes you gotta take two steps back in order to move forward.
When you're in that darkness, it's very easy to think you're hopeless. It's very easy to believe it's over for you. It's very easy to feel defeated. It's very easy to sit there and hope that something or someone will come and save you. But the truth is, you gotta save yourself.
You can't sit there and wait for the light to come. You've gotta move forward and step your way into the light. That darkness is temporary, and you can fight your way out of it. It only takes willpower.
You think this is it for you? This is far from it. You gotta change your mindset. You gotta start thinking in ways you haven't thought before. You gotta start seeing possibilities for your life you haven't seen before.
You can achieve more than you think you can. You're capable of things that would surprise yourself.
You've gotta start using your mind to find new ways to break through all these roadblocks in front of you. When you have the will, you'll find a way. And there is always a way. You can get through whatever is in front of you. If you decide to.
You just gotta stand for what you believe in and don't let anything turn you around. This is your life. This is your dream. Nobody's gonna fight for what you want more than you. If it's gonna happen, it's up to you to make it happen. If you can focus on finding those ways to win and stop focusing on the ways you're losing, you can make it.
Everything in your way is just life testing you. Do not fail the test. Rise up and destroy these barriers.
The people who win, the most common trait they have is they find solutions, while the losers find problems.
The winners are relentlessly working to move their lives into a better state of being. They don't care about the facts. They don't care about the odds. All they do is make a plan and execute the plan.
If you change your way of thinking and start seeing the possibilities for you and your current situation, you'll start moving toward victory and away from feeling helpless. But you have got to affirm to yourself that you have what it takes to get through this. Your mind and spirit need to be aligned in the feeling of certainty that I will not stop until I succeed. I will make it happen, no matter what it takes, that this is nothing but a temporary inconvenience. There is nothing that can stop me from reaching my dream.
Most people won't do that. Most people give up so easily. They never use the real power inside them to do anything great because they can't see those possibilities for their life.
Your vision and your perspective of how you see your life is what dictates what you become. If you only ever see yourself as doing just enough to get by, that's all you'll ever achieve. But if you see yourself doing massive things, living beyond what other people could possibly conceive, that's exactly what you'll get. Where your focus goes, your energy flows.
So when you're going through turbulence on your path to success, you've got to hold that vision firmly in your mind.
Don't allow this negative world to throw you off course. Hold the vision and keep walking toward it.
Your mind is your strongest weapon. It has the ability to adapt to any level of pain or difficulty imaginable. It's up to you to harness its power and use it to create new things for you.
You can become more creative, more intelligent, more unstoppable. It's only a matter of your mind. You control your mind, you control your life. And when you control your mind, there is nothing out of reach for you. You can be, do, and have whatever you want. The only one who can stop you is you.
Some of you have had a marriage fall apart. Some of you have been disappointed in a dream, in a desire, in a goal, in an ambition. And things just haven't worked out the way you wanted them to. And you're starting maybe to feel sometimes a little hopeless. It'll never change. I'll never change. Nothing's ever going to be any different.
And we rationalize with ourselves to where we automatically stop. That's why a bunch of us give up so much in life so quickly. But suppose I told you the greatest pain of my life is the reason I'm standing here today. See, sometimes we think the pain is what controls us. It's actually our subconscious mind that if we ever tap into that, that's what dictates most of our lives. If you don't control pain, it'll control you.
What is it that will make it worth it for you to face the rejections, to brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this? What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I got some more stuff in me? What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it for you when you want to give up and things are working against you? What is it that will help you get back up again?
When everything is relaxed and peaceful. Yes, we know what we want to be. We know the person we want to become, right? It's very easy to calculate it in that rhyme to reason when nothing's on the line. But as soon as the heart starts to race, or the bill and the pressure of the lifestyle, the wife, the family, or the job, all of a sudden, oh, we start to settle.
I don't want to be that person that's great when everything is going all good, but when something goes wrong, they flee and they want nothing to do with it. I want to be that person that's going to show up rain, sleet, or snow, and they're going to give you everything they got. You got to take my life before you take my drive. I'm talking concrete commitment. I'm talking a commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because character is not something we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight it. We got to build it. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of failures, we got to get up every single day and we got to fight for peace. We got to fight for happiness. We got to fight for joy.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't be a victim. Don't take the easy path. Don't squander this life. Instead, live with fortitude.
There's times when you think, is there anything that can justify as to why I'm always going through something hard? Sometimes nothing ever makes sense that you're going through. I'm going through hurt. I'm going through pain. There's death in my family. There's sickness everywhere. But I tell you what, you can't throw in the towel. It just means it's time for you to fight harder. It's time for you to stand tall. Lift your head to the sky and say, I will overcome this. I will fight back. There's always something good that can come from bad.
We live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where people want instant gratification. They want it right now. No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's a system that if you work the system, it works if you work it. But make no mistake about it, it's hard. And you are the determining factor. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's you that you must take personal responsibility to make it happen. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it.
If people ask you, say, how are you doing? Even if you're having some difficult times, say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Because anytime you wake up and you don't have a white chalk outline around your body, it's a great day. And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more, if it's being a better father, being a better mother, whatever it is, it's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen, and that it's hard, easy is not an option, and when life knocks you down, jump back up and say, it's not over until I win.
All great people start. They start anywhere, at any place, and at any time. They start whether they're hurting, they start whether they're excited. It does not matter where they are, they just start.
Just start. Just do the work.
You just go, and procrastination dies.
If you can't control your own brain, and your brain controls you, you're f***ed.
You have to train your brain by doing things that make you uncomfortable consistently to build this mindset that when things get hard, which they will be, we don't shy away, we don't quit, we attack. I'm seeing through all those walls. I'm getting to where I want to go.
You see, I've learned everybody on the face of this planet, they want something. Everybody that comes into this world, they want something. Everybody wants greatness. Everybody wants excellence. But the question is, what are you willing to go through in order to get it? What type of dedication? What type of commitment? What type of sacrifice?
I tell people all the time, if this is not your vision, if you don't see this as part of your real contribution, if it doesn't make you fully alive and express, and it's your real goals, bail. Quit sooner than later. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. The ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on, win the struggle, the trial, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment. When all that is there and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams. Thick and thin, storm or night, I will maintain my march.
Mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it.
I hope that you understand that every single person that you look at, every single person that you admire, every single person that you aspire to be like is literally just a regular human f***ing being like you that has worked their money ass off.
Now, it's going to be hard. Understand that. It's going to be very hard. But you ain't got nothing else to do, because let me tell you something about being not successful. Being not successful, that's really hard. So you might as well apply yourself to something that has a benefit. And what some of you doing wrong, you play the game, but you not the game. You play football, but you not football. You gotta go all in.
You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different.
That is something that is built and ingrained into a successful person, not because they were lucky with it, not because they grew up with it, because they developed it. By doing it once, they did it again, they did it again, they did it again. The more bold and courageous you are, the more bold and courageous you'll be in the future. The more you overcome yesterday's struggles today, the more you'll be able to overcome the bigger struggles tomorrow.
You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your f***ing brain, so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace.
Expand yourself.
take yourself out your comfort zone. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
You have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. But you have to have the will, the heart, the courage to go that distance when you're exactly jacked up. You have nothing left to give and give more.
What gets you out of bed? What gets you off the couch? What gets you in the gym? It's not your alarm. It's not your parents. It's not your friends. It's you. The only one that can make it happen for you is you.
No one's coming. No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to do the work for you. No one's coming to do any of that for you. You gotta do it all yourself.
If you're gonna get it done, it's up to you to make it happen.
Today you have a choice to make. Are you gonna be a winner or a loser? Are you gonna sit back and chill, let things slide, take the easy way? Or are you gonna get up and grind? Are you gonna move your life forward?
Success is not given, it's earned. And you earn it every single day with the effort you put in.
There's gonna be more times you don't wanna do something than you do want to. You're constantly going to have to do things that you don't wanna do. When your mind starts kicking and screaming about having to do these hard things, you must take control. You've got to discipline your emotions. Get control of your feelings. By getting control of your feelings, you gain control of your life. When you do this over and over and over again, you change your brain. You become tougher. You become the one who decides what gets done and the level of success you achieve. And only those who discipline themselves are free in life. Your mind is your strongest weapon, but you must take control of it. You have to tell your brain where you want to go.
Don't give in to the easy path, the short-term gratification that's whispering in your ear. Shut that voice down. Do not listen to it. Listen to your will. Listen to your discipline. Listen to the alarm clock that's telling you to get up and get after it.
When your brain tells you to give in, you push forward. When it tells you to take the day off, you go harder. Don't allow your weak feelings to dictate where you end up in your life. You stay intensely focused on it. You fight through that fatigue. You fight through the noise. Because on the other side of that is your greatness.
You have to force yourself. Anything that's a break from your routine is going to require force. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable.
Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. I don't care how you feel, and neither should you. If you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you'll never get it, because you'll never feel like doing it.
As humans, we are emotional, but you've got to discipline your emotions. You've got to activate the thinker in you. You've got to decide where you want to go and don't allow your feelings to get in the way.
Discipline is doing what you said you would do, long after the mood you said it in has left. You don't want to get up? You get up. You don't want to go for a run? You go for a run. You don't want to hammer on the project? You hammer on the project. Do things that suck every single day of your life, because that's how you grow.
Discipline is the path to freedom. Discipline is the driver of daily execution. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that hold you back. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better.
What do you do when no one's watching? What do you do when you know you're supposed to do something without anyone there to supervise you? Do you get it done, or do you kick back and relax? That requires discipline. It takes discipline to do the things you know you need to do when it needs to be done, when everything in you doesn't want to do it.
Little pressure equals little progress. Stop taking shortcuts. Stop taking the easy way. Go to the heat, because the sooner you go to the heat, the sooner the dream.
You gotta get more intense about your life. You gotta stop being so casual.
You gotta be intentional, deliberate, and focused on what you want. Because it's every single decision we make that forms our future. We have the opportunity to chase that best version of us every second of every day. Every single day alters the direction in the course of our lives, so you cannot allow another day to slip by wasted.
The real challenge of growth
comes when you get knocked down.
You're laying on the mat, gasping, and you don't know what you're going to do.
How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you're still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you.
I just need you to identify what your pain is. And then I need you to ask yourself what you're going to do about it. You have a choice how you respond to your pain. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you gonna do about it?
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You have to save your own life. Nobody's gonna be able to save it for you. So we have to do what we have to do, no matter what it is.
You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life.
I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life. I'm not stupid, I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that, because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative. But I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen. You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort. At the end of pain is your million. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is going to take you to the next level. No pain, no gain. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond.
But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me, and they could.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back.
Average people live off talent. Phenomenal people live off effort.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up, and you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
There's a moment when you say to yourself, it can't be done.
At some point, everything's gonna go south on you. And you're gonna say, this is it. This is how I end. Now you can either accept that or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math, you solve one problem and you solve the next one.
Instead of backing down, you push yourself forward into the unknown.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't gonna make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't gonna endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? You batting 1,000. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the tell you no, we ain't hiring. You survived all the trouble you ever been in. Your survival rate is 100%.
You got to proactively prepare to catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in.
This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
You're going to hit a wall. Everybody hits the wall. And that wall shocked some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. The wall is painful. Some will choose to go back. But there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This person doesn't care about the pain. Because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain. So this person comes back anyhow, again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. Let's send her assistance, send her resources. It will come out of nowhere. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times.
Whatever storm you found yourself in today, don't give up. And I know it hurts, and I know you don't want to take it anymore. Your dreams look like you're seeing them from underwater, but don't give up. You have not seen the best days of your life yet.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
Say this to yourself every day. It's not over until I win. It's not over till I get through. It's not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. Door can't open today, look out. I'm gonna come back and take the hinges off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we must be. No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win. It's not over. Oh, it's not over yet. Don't count me out yet. It's you, ladies and gentlemen. You got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. Nobody's going to care more about your dream than you. No one is going to care more about you becoming diamond than you.
If you want to make it happen, it's you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen.